If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip in a couple of minutes here. And thanks for listening today. Dr. Mike's here. I'm Joe Galuski. I promised I'd tell you what beezing is. So this is what it's all about. I remember when I was in school, the cool thing to do was use a pencil eraser to erase the top of my hand until a marked form. We did that. That was one thing I could really never get into. But even more bizarre is what today's kids are doing to enjoy themselves. They're using something called Burt's Bees Chapstick, a lip balm that enables them to get high. Okay, this is what they do. They begin applying Burt's Bees to their eyelids to enhance inebriation and experience a tingling sensation on their bodies. And teenagers call it beezing. The peppermint oil in the lip balm is a very strong irritant and can cause inflammation in the eye, redness of the eye, swelling. It's the peppermint oil that's causing the burning sensation. Now, if you've ever purchased Burt's Bees for your lips, you know, it's got a strong impact on the lips and can feel almost like a sting. So, you know, rubbing that over somebody's eyeball sounds pretty painful, as well as, you know, I think, pretty stupid. Now, Mike, here's where it happens. Cold sores, right, are caused by the herpes virus. So if you use the lip balm on the cold sore and your buddy borrows the lip balm, puts it on their eyelid, then the herpes virus could be transmitted from the lip balm to the person's eye, and that person could have some eye issues, shouldn't they?
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Herpes in the eye can cause blindness. You do not want that. Do not do that.
No.
If I can condemn one thing, you know, occasionally I condemn smoking. Well, I'd like to condemn beezing. Whatever the plural is.
Beezing.
That's about as stupid gets.
Is the inability to truly see worth gaining popularity and social acceptance something to do? You know, it wouldn't be so cool when they're being raced to the emergency room feeling like their eyeballs are on fire. No, that's got to be fun. I remember when the big hip thing to do when I was growing up was to snort condoms up your nose or make milk squirt out of your eye. So, I mean, this seems, I don't know, maybe harmless by comparison, but it's still stupid, as we said. But that's what beezing is. Anyway, here's a medical headline, Mike. Can we afford our medicine? And doctors aren't asking, what's going on?
Yeah, actually, this is a really interesting one, and one that I, until recently, have been guilty of. That is, when you see a patient, you prescribe medication, and you assume the patient's going to take it exactly as you prescribe it, and the patients don't because they can't afford it. So I look very carefully now at the prices of the medicine, and since many of the pharmaceutical companies now help us get it for you if you can't afford it, there are a lot of things to do. So you're asked if you can't afforded and a large percentage of people, I think 1/7 of Americans, debate between whether they get food or a prescription. One is, there are a whole bunch of places we can show you with your insurance where you can get it for $2 or $4 a month. And some people can't afford that, and in fact the pharmaceutical companies are good enough and generous enough that many of the times they provide it without that $4 a month. And if it's a prescription drug that isn't come off, if you will, the patent protection, it can be $150 or $300 a month, very expensive. So you can ask your physician, is there something that's generic? We don't normally give plugs, but CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, and Costco all have these $2 and $4 a month programs. And some even $2 or $4 for 90-day programs for most of the medicines we prescribe. So go there, if you will. It's a much better way of doing it and getting what you need.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, most statin drugs aren't generic, and therefore they're not.
No, they are now.
$4. What's that?
No, statins are. You just ask for, in other words, instead of getting Lipitor, get atorvastatin. It now is, and the FDA has done a tremendous job in the last 6 months about ensuring that the generics are not counterfeited the way they were even a year ago. So they've done a tremendous job in this with the help of a couple of companies. And in fact, so atorvastatin you can get for literally at Costco, I think it is, $2 for 90 days worth of atorvastatin. And
wow.
At Walmart and Walgreens and CVS at $4 for 30 days worth.
That's fantastic bargain. All right, let's go to the Real Age Tip of the Week for this hour. And here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
Prevent high blood sugar, and you could prevent colon cancer, too. Right. Talk about terrific doofers. There's one better than scoring your favorite Broadway show for half price. Here's the deal. Let's suppose you've been working harder than a Broadway hoofer to get your blood sugar down. 12 years from now, not only will type 2 diabetes be a complete stranger in your life, but so likely is colon cancer. Eating lots of fruits, veggies, whole grains, and beans, laying off sugary drinks and snacks, and getting enough rest and exercise will help deter both of these villains. Add to the list avoiding trans and saturated fat and finding a stress-reducing technique, and you're good to go. The Real Age benefit of avoiding simple sugars, added syrups, and simple carbs is 4 years younger. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, Joe.
And get a colonoscopy how often?
Well, if it's clean, meaning at age 50, if you've got a clean colonoscopy, probably 10 years. But every 3 or so years, you should get a hemocult test, which you can do in the privacy of your home now.
Now, how long should you be going into life when you get older to still have colonoscopies? Because you hear some elderly people, some senior citizens say, well, I'm such and such an age now, I'm not going to have another one. Is there a time in your life when you get older that you don't probably need to have one anymore?
Well, this is a very important and very interesting question, because what you were asking is, if you're going to live only 5 years longer, well, you don't need a test that will prevent something that's 10 years from now. The problem is that our predictions of your living only 5 years longer aren't very good. So do the real age test, find out what your actual real age is, and if your real age is over 95, then you probably don't need any test. But remember what we said, if you're going to live to 2023 or 2030, sometime in there, they're predicting that we really expand the lifespan. So my own feeling is, if you think you're going to live to 2023, that's only 9 years from now, Joe, get all the tests.
Sign me up for that application. If you can give me an application so I can live to 2023, then give me one of those apps. I'll sign up for them right away. Hey, thank you for listening today to the show here today. Again, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And listen anytime along the way at Radio MD. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A, TakeOmega.com.